Mr. Tanaka, will you go through the roll and give us all the yeses and the noes quickly?
Okay. Okay. So the yeses are Grace Allen, Jonathan Alexander, David Deaton, Catherine Davis, Wanda Garner, Jan Goodwin, Ken Rofer, Robert Mark, Mansoor Sabah, Alex Steinberg, and a no is Jim Brown.
Aki, what about your vote? What about your vote, Aki?
Mine was abstained.
How many people are cheering? Come on.
Okay, so Bill Campisi is no.
Wait here, acknowledge.
Adriana Casanova is no. Benito Diaz is no. Sabrina Jacobs is no. Serene Roberts is no. Nancy Soren is no. Pemba Tsibanda is no. Andrea Turner is no. Mascara Washington is no. Bill Crozier is abstain. And Aki Tanaka is abstain.
Mr. Chair, you didn't ask me how a replacement can vote.
I'm
going to answer your question right now.
I
believe in this instance that unless someone cares to make an argument, I think maybe Mr. Campisi to the contrary, that Mansoor Sabah, you should recuse yourself from this vote. I have to agree.
Exactly.
Which means that
this is Grace Aaron, a point of order. I think we should
your point of order?
I think we should retake this vote because the rules have changed.
What?
In the middle of this vote, we were all under the impression that Mr. Sabah was going to vote because he was elected by the delegates of the KPFK LSB on Sunday. Sharon Brown effectively resigned because of her service on a legally appointed political. I'm not finished. I think we should retake this vote.
That's not a point of order. That's an argument.
This is further debate.
That's right.
I'm going to have to rule that out of order.
We did not understand who the members are.
That's right.
Point of order.
We don't respect your
because,
thank you.
Because we didn't understand who we were voting for. I'm just asking that this vote be retaken.
I think that should be treated as a motion, and I second the motion. I think Grace Aarons is right on that.
Okay.
You know, that's only fair. We've changed the voting body, and so we should re-vote. That's fair.
Okay.
I don't
excuse
see how
me. Benito to the stack.
Have another
the outcome
vote
of the vote, but
Benito to the stack.
Benito, speak.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have not. Excuse me. We have not changed the voting, but the only thing we did is to clarify who has the right to vote. The chair,
the body.
Excuse me, I have the floor.
Yeah, you got it.
But the chair, would you please tell these people to chill and
please mute your phone if you are not recognized by the chair.
Point of order, isn't there a motion on the floor?
Yes.
No.
The motion was seconded.
Yes, it was seconded.
Motion on the floor.
Mr. Chair, can I finish?
Finish briefly, but then we're going to go on.
I wish you would say that to the other people that speak for who knows how long. But the point is,
perhaps next time you'll volunteer to be a timekeeper.
If I had the proper kind of watch, I wouldn't mind. and these are the kind of comments that myself and others have pointed to various times during this meeting. But if I can,
that was an honest comment, sir. I invite timekeeping is a challenge even for me.
Point of order.
At the other meetings, I'm simply trying to explain to Mr. Benito what I'm saying.
You don't have to explain. Let him speak. He has the floor.
I was actually asking for his assistance.
Encourage, allow, and permit.
You're not recognized, Ms. Roberts. Why are you speaking?
And neither was the other person who shouted point of order and then began to speak.
I'm speaking because I'm the chair, and I'm speaking to Mr. Benito. Mr. Benito, please continue.
But, Chair, you should be speaking to the other people who were interrupted, which is what Ms. Roberts just pointed to. So now,
I just said, everyone who is not recognized by the chair, please mute your phones.
This is Grace. I'd like to be recognized.
Benito is still speaking. Finish and then Grace. But there is a motion on the floor.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Thank you. That's what I'm speaking. So, to the motion, the point is that we have not changed the voting body. What we have done is to clarify what is the voting body. And the chair is the person who agreed with the observation or whatever the proper word is by Ms. Casanelli that if a person's status has not yet been finalized, then how could someone else be voting at the same time? So that is not changing anything. That is clarifying what is supposed to be in existence.
To be clear, that's on that particular matter that we were voting on. Thank you very much, Mr. Benito. Who has the floor next?
Mr. Chair, point of order, Adriana Casnave.
Adriana.
Yes, sir. If we are admitting, and you just see that Mr. Mansour, I'm sorry, I don't pronounce your name correctly, wasn't allowed to vote. He was allowed to vote during the whole day. He wasn't allowed to vote here. And Ms. Sharon Brown was prevented to be in this PNB meeting and voting during the whole meeting. Now, because you don't like or somebody didn't like the vote that some of you reasonable decide that wasn't the right vote, now they want to re-vote. I mean, where is the coherence of that? I don't really understand. It's just common sense, and you admit it, but now you open the floor to a motion that is totally out of order. But to start with, remember that we said that wasn't no any more time, and we want to vote, and that was it. Now, after you don't like the vote, somebody is open to a new motion without any more time? Did we have the time or we did not? Because you say not, even Grace Aaron was, that we didn't have more time, that's why we need to go to vote. Then now we change everything when we are obviously out of time. If we were out of time before, why are we not out of time to Miss Aaron again to argue the other side? Now she has the right to make a new motion. How is that make sense for everybody? Can you rule, Mr. Chair? Try to remember that you are the chair. Yeah.
No, I remember. Thank you very much.
Can you answer, sir, or are we having a consulting team?
Oh, no, I can answer. There's a motion on the floor. The motion was already seconded by – who seconded this motion?
Bill Campisi seconded the motion.
Point of privilege, Mr. Speaker,
Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Bill Campisi, point of privilege.
Mr. Campisi.
Well, you know, we've extended time several times. I don't know if we extended time yet for this, but maybe we should lay this on the table and take it up at the, you know, as the first order of business at our next meeting. I mean, if the body agrees to do this, there's a lot of feelings, a lot of strong feelings about this. There's a lot of questions. For example, Director Turner has questions. It might be better for all of us if we just took a deep breath and said, okay, we'll deal with this next at our next meeting, and in between today's meeting and the next meeting, we'll all study up on this a little bit further and talk to each other about it, and try to have a better understanding of the situation. That would be my suggestion.
I believe I understand you correctly, except you should
be to lay the matter on the table.
Lay the matter on the table.
Robert,
of course, put it to a definite time. Next meeting.
I'd like to understand. Oh, this is my ski lie. I'd like that time on the stack. I haven't asked for any time all night long.
Yes, ma'am, and I do want to let you speak. I just want to make him clarify him so we can all know what we're talking about in just a second here. The end result of that, Mr. Campisi, could you state that for us?
Well, the end result
would be for this meeting.
The next meeting, we would take this matter up for a vote on whether we agree with the action of the KPFK Board of Delegates and whether or not Sharon Brown is no longer a member of our board, or she remains a member. So I'm just thinking that would be the end point, and I was just thinking that between tonight and the next meeting, everybody could have a chance to talk to
one another. No way. The vote was taken. This is Maskey Law. No way. Come on. We need John Tatum here.
I haven't recognized you yet.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's okay.
Vonda Garner for the staff.
We had a registered parliamentarian at our last meeting. Things went very well. Why wouldn't we invite him to come back so that we can get some business done? The vote was taken. It stands. Okay, so I don't want to hear anybody. Let's go and think about how do we come back and do a different vote. No way, the vote was taken, and we need to invite John Tatum back to the next meeting so that we can take care of some business, like saving our network, saving the five stations. You know what I mean? That's it.
I would imagine we may have a parliamentarian on the very next meeting. I would not mind that at all.
Why are you stopping then? Mr. Chair, this is Rhonda. Can you acknowledge that?
Rhonda is next on the stack. That's what I was saying. You're next on the stack, but you're breaking up a little bit.
I had asked a time ago for a point of information. When will I be recognized?
Did you?
Do I have the floor, Mr. Chair?
Before Mr. Campisi, actually.
Do I have the floor, Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry. I'll take your point of what's your question? Sorry, point of information has to come first. What's your question?
Okay, while I totally appreciate... I'm sorry, who are you speaking to?
Okay, what's your question?
Are you speaking to Serena or Rhonda? Because I thought you were speaking to me, but she answered.
I'm sorry, Serene did have a point of information first. I'm asking you, Serene, what is your question?
Okay, so
I'm sorry,
I appreciate...
Serene.
No problem. I appreciate the intent of Mr. Campisi's motion, but it's a parliamentary question. Can we bring a vote to table, and it should be postponed, but can we bring a vote to table something in the middle of a vote?
We already approved the vote.
Yeah. The chair ruled that Mansour should have properly recused himself, so I don't know that the issue of the vote is settled.
But just for that vote.
What?
No. Let me do a clarification.
We just took a vote.
Yeah.
I said that Mansour should refuse to vote for that vote.
Stop interrupting.
No.
Speak. I asked him the question.
The secretary is not interrupting me. He's helping me clarify.
Then you should yield to him instead of him just over talking, because nobody can understand anything.
Thank you for your help, Serene. Aki,
it's not about you. It's about process.
I just want to inform people what we voted on, so that we don't have any confusion as to what we voted on.
Quickly, go ahead.
So what we voted on was that point of order was brought up about the fact that Sharon Brown was not included on the PNB, and the chair basically sustained the ruling that Sharon Brown was not on the PNB, and there was a challenge to the chair's ruling, and that's what we voted on. And the vote was 10 yes, 10 no, and 2 abstention, which means that chair's ruling stands. Okay? That's
oh,
what's...
Faith.
So when there's a tie, the chair's ruling stands. Then there was a motion then by Grace to redo the vote, and it was seconded by Bill Campisi. So that's where we're at. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows where we are at.
No, Benito,
Mr. Secretary, are you sure that it was 10-10?
No, because the...
It was 10-10 and 2 abstentions.
One person.
10-10 and 2 abstentions.
One person at a time. Please don't speak unless you're recognized. We're just trying to get through this together.
It was a 10 yes, 10 no, 2 abstention, which is a tie, which is holds the ruling of the chair, and there was a motion to redo... because of the question about Mansoor.
But
Bill can't be point of information.
Recording.
Including or not including Mr. Stabat's vote.
Yes.
Point of order, Benito.
Orders of the Justice Rhonda Garner. I never got to ask my
question. Mr. Mansoor vote, the 10-10. Because 10 plus 10 is 20, plus 2 is 22.
It means Angela, that... you're not recognized. I was asking that question of the secretary. I'm sure he would have gotten there. Ms. Garner...
Point of order, Benito.
What's your point of order, Benito?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. This is Rhonda Garner.
I'm sorry, but Ms. Garner, you were on the stack... or did you, you were just
yes,
on the stack, correct?
I started to speak, and then you let Aki speak to the vote. So Benita, is it behind?
Mr. Chairman, point of information. This is Bill Campisi.
What's your question? I'm sorry, Mr. Campisi. I cannot recognize you right now because.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Diaz had a point of information. He's going to ask his question. And I'm sorry, Ms. Garner, you were just on the stack for the motion, correct?
Mr. Chairman, it's 10 no, 9 yes. That's how it comes out.
The question I wanted to ask was about...
Wait a second. I got the floor last time I checked. This is Benito.
Yes, I'm sorry. Benito, thank you. What's your question? This is how we're going to have to do, but we're not going to... I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's your question?
It was a point of order. The point of order is that the chair just finished ruling that Mr. Mansoor cannot... And please, again, excuse me if I butchered the name, because people butcher mine all the time, and I don't like that too much, so I don't want to do it to anyone else. So the chair ruled in favor of Adriana's point, and which therefore means that the vote of Mr. Mansoor had to be excluded, subtracted from the vote. So if he voted yes, and it is our understanding that according to Aki that he voted yes, then that means 10 minus 1 equals 9.
So it's 10 no, 9 yes.
That's correct.
Well, this is Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Just a moment. No. Ms. Garner, go ahead.
And Jan Goodman after Ms. Garner.
Well, I'm extremely confused because of the interruptions, but the question that I wanted to ask had to do with Mr. Campisi's suggestion that we put this off until the next meeting. Before I would support to do that, I would like to know clearly, is Ms. Brown on the KPFA board, yes or no?
KPFK.
KPFK.
KPFK. Pardon me, KPFK. Is she on the board or not? Yes or no?
I will answer.
No.
Okay, this is not my major.
We cannot answer that question. That's why we talked about this.
No, I'm going to answer that question because I was at the board meeting. And she's not on the board. We sat.
No,
and you guys sat someone else.
No,
and that is the answer to your question.
Without due process. Without
no, don't speak unless you recognize. No one else. No one has the floor here.
Mr. Chair,
who,
I call the order
who just
day.
Said, I'm asking a question here.
12:01 a.m. This meeting must end at midnight. Let's roll the clock back.
Let's vote on the motion.
Point of order.
The meeting is adjourned.
One moment, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Secretary.
The only motion is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn. Order. There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
I second.
Okay.
Preaching to the choir.
Motion to
want to be recognized.
This is Grace. I'd like to be recognized.
Motion to adjourn.
I'd like to be.
There's a motion.
There's a
cannot,
problem.
With
the only problem with the motion to adjourn
this
is that
we can't change the Aki Tanaka, the secretary, took the vote, including Mansour
Sabah.
No,
the vote tally cannot be changed after the vote is taken. We either have to revote it or accept the fact that the ruling of the chair was sustained.
The results were announced. The vote is over.
The point of order, Benito.
Benito, what is your point of order?
There's a motion on the floor. Thank you,
right.
Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My point of order is that a motion has been made to adjourn. That is not debatable.
A point of order, Ron.
Excuse me. Ms. Garner, excuse me. I have the floor. It is 12:03. So we must adjourn the meeting.
Well, there was another motion.
I second that motion.
We must take a vote. We must take
right.
a vote on
Aaron
it. And I feel
made a motion. It was seconded by Bill Campisi.
There is nothing on the floor but adjourn.
Excuse me.
Debatable.
You know, when there is a motion on the floor, and then the time runs out, then we vote immediately on that motion.
No, we were out of time.
Mr. Chair, we vote on that motion to adjourn is not debatable.
A motion to adjourn is not debatable.
And it's been debated by now.
And it's been stated and seconded. We need to adjourn.
Then we will now vote on the motion to adjourn. And I'm not going to vote first, as much as I would like.
It must end by 12 o'clock. It's not easy.
You cannot adjourn without disposing of the motion on the floor.
There is a 3-hour limit to this meeting. We need to adjourn it.
We've had meetings that have extended beyond midnight.
Entire meeting and
right now.
Order.
Mute your phones because no one is recognized right now. This is what's going to happen. We're going to vote on the motion to adjourn. Aki is going to take the count right this second, right now.
Well, is there any objections to adjourning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, in that case. Yes. Okay, so in that case, let's take a vote. All right, Grace?
No.
Okay. Jonathan?
The chair votes last.
Oh, yeah. David? Peter?
No.
Jim Brown? Okay. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Okay. Bill Kempisi?
No.
Adriana?
Yes.
Adriana is yes. Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Bill Crozier is no. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine Davis is no. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Benito is yes. Ron DeGano?
No.
Okay. Ron, there's no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan Goodman is no. Sabrina?
No.
Sabrina is no. Ken Rothford?
No.
Ken Rothford is no. Robert Marks?
No.
No. Robert is no. Sweeney? Roberts?
Yes.
Serene's yes. Mansour?
No.
Mansour is no. Nancy? Holden?
Why is he still voting?
Yeah.
Right. He's a voting member. Continue, Aki.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex Steinberg is no. Aki Tanaka is no. Ambus Chibanda?
Yes.
Guru? Yes. Andrea Turner? Andrea, are you there? Andrea is not there. Mosquita, Washington?
Yes.
Okay. And Jonathan?
No.
Okay. So, one, two.
A point of information, Mr. Chair, and the World Authority, Mr. Mansour Bolt. He is not in the vote in the board yet.
Okay, so it's 14 yes and 7 no.
Can you explain to me,
with
Mr.
No
Chair?
Vote.
We are in the same situation.
Did you say
14 no?
14 yes and 7 no? What?
No, it's 14 no.
14 yes. I'm sorry. 14 no and 7. I'm sorry, you're right. 14 no and 7 yes. I'm sorry.
God, I was wrong.
I'm falling asleep here. No, I'm not kidding.
So the media is adjourned?
No.
No, it's not.
It's continuing. Right.
14
no. Mr. Chair, can you explain to me how we are in the same situation? Mr. Mansour is not a member of this board yet and he votes.
I could not, as a secretary, answer that question.
I'm not asking you, I'm asking the chair, sir.
Thank you for your question. Here's the answer to your question. On that vote, I'm answering Adriana's question. On the vote that pertained to him being on or off the board, it was improper for him to vote on that vote, or so I thought. The time, but right now that has nothing to do with this motion to adjourn, and it also doesn't affect the vote. We are not adjourned yet, people, and therefore.
Okay, point of
a motion on the floor.
Bill Campisi's motion is on the floor. Point of privilege on that. So
exactly
I recognize
what I was
the chairman.
How can you replace somebody?
Call the because question. He was appointed. Adriana, I'm going to answer your question because you feel that you've not answered, correct? Adriana? The only person I should be able to hear just for the moment is Adriana. Are you there?
We shall decide that Ms. Sharon Brown, first of all, was negating the whole vote during the whole session when we still saying that she's still on the board. We shall vote on that. But you allowed the one that somebody said the replacer that the vote decide that wasn't right, and we are allowed that person to keep voting? I mean, is something really wrong here? I mean, that you cannot hang somebody and then make a trial. And it's what you exactly are doing. we are saying that we didn't hang Sharon Brown yet. But you want already, you say that it's right to put somebody else in her place and that person vote the whole day?
No, we aren't.
For any of you, really? I mean, do you think that have any legal, you have so many lawyers in this board. That is so common sense that I don't even understand. How can you support something like that?
We could have one or two lawyers too many on this board. But that doesn't change this vote, first of all. And we are in a situation where...
Why not, sir?
And believe me, I'm not disagreeing with this. I would like to adjourn.
This is Grace. Can I please make a suggestion?
No, I'm sorry. Please, Matt, Bill Campisi.
I'm sorry.
Substitute motion to Bill's motion.
Jonathan, point of order.
Grace Aaron can speak whatever she wants.
Can I please be recognized? I have an amendment to Bill Campisi.
There is no point of order.
To be recognized.
What's your amendment?
Okay. Here we go. I sent this
to
everybody.
Who are you speaking with?
Benito, point of order.
Jonathan just recognized me.
Point of order, Benito.
Who did you recognize? Because both myself and Benito were speaking before Grace started to speak.
And I was also speaking before you.
And the same fashion. That's correct, Mr. Campbell.
Hang on.
Hello.
I had to switch.
She's the one that decides. Who and how?
Okay.
Why do you get to keep talking, Adriana? You've been talking and talking and talking. Why? Why do you get to keep talking?
Jonathan,
you're not
the
chair
anymore.
Adriana, you're not on the floor. I just recognized Grace Aaron. She has amendment to Bill Campisi's motion. We're going to hear it now.
Mr. Chair, Benito, I had a point of order before Ms. Harris started speaking.
I would like to see.
Before you recognize her, by the way.
The chair is recognizing.
Orders of the day. Is there any way that perhaps the assistant chair could help to stop all this over talking?
If Sabrina has helped,
this woman doesn't even have the floor. Why are you responding to her when there are people asking for the floor and you won't acknowledge it?
I'm sorry, I can hear you.
This is Grace. I was recognized by the chair.
I'm sure that somewhere there's a little piece of your brain.
This is Grace.
Mr. Chair, again, this is Benito.
This is Benito.
I asked for a point of order before Ms. Harris started speaking out of turn. So if she wants to continue like this, I can do the same thing.
Okay, this is Grace Aaron, the chair.
I recognize only one person. She's going to finish, and then I'm going to Benito. That's what we're doing.
Okay. I want to put forward a substitute motion.
Before anything else that anyone has to say.
Okay.
Point of order.
He asked for a point of order before Grace.
Benito.
And I spoke before Grace.
But you're not
What's
recognized.
What's going on here?
You're not recognized at all. Benito, please tell me your point of order.
My point of order, Mr. Chair, is that, again, you are, and with all due respect, you know, I think you are giving preference to certain individuals and not to others. And this example right now with Grace Aaron speaking out of turn, and also Mr. Campisi a minute ago, speaking out of turn, and then you allowing them to speak and giving them the floor when there are others that ask to speak first, and especially in the case of a point of order, which everyone knows comes before anything else, how else can anyone conclude what is going on here?
And that was your point of order, correct? Just a minute, Aki.
But point, Mr. Chair, is
we still have to deal with the motion on the floor, which is Mr. Campisi's motion.
Let her speak.
And that is an amendment to this motion.
I emailed this amendment.
And
let
this
me read
is the
it.
Amendment.
I think.
Excuse
why
me.
Does she have the floor?
Karen does not have the floor, Mr.
Point
Chair.
Of order, Jonathan.
This is exactly my point.
As the roll call vote on the
why
ruling of the chair
object,
regarding Mansoor,
her being given the floor when others have asked for the stack and for questions and have been ignored. You don't get to pick and choose which member
I asked for the floor. I asked for the floor before anyone asked for the floor.
I am addressing
that is incorrect.
Supreme,
Ms.
Aaron. I spoke.
Point of order, Supreme Roberts.
Oh, now Ms. Aaron is going to speak about points of order and who's out of order?
Actually, I think you're talking to Ms. Garner and not Ms.
I'm sorry, Ms. Garner? You have a point of order?
My point of order is that Serene Roberts is out of order.
I have a point of personal privilege.
Go on, Ms. Roberts.
Okay. If that woman spoke 7 times tonight, my name came out of her mouth, 6 of them. Would you please advise the member that naming other members generates a point of personal privilege and sometimes more than a little irritation, especially when the statements are ignorant.
Both of your points are well taken, but we are moving along.
And I still
again
like
we are dealing with we are
I
dealing with the
point.
Motion. In a moment we'll
I
be out of time.
Answer a question. We've been out of time. It's 12:17.
This was extension was to 11:15, I believe. I said I had a point of information well before Grace Aaron spoke. I don't understand why she has the floor and I don't. I know she's your
there
know,
were
you guys,
quite a
thought,
few people speaking at that time. What did you just say, Ms. Roberts? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last thing you said. Because I was speaking. What did you say?
Oh, you mean you were cutting me off and so you couldn't hear what I was saying?
Mm-hmm. What did you say? And see, we don't need your laughter. We just...
Rhonda Garner?
If you want to finish your point, I'm offering you this opportunity to please finish your
point. I have a point of information, and I would like to get on the floor with it. I spoke before Grace Aaron spoke, and I don't understand your level of deference.
And as I was just saying, if you did make a point of information earlier, perhaps you did. However, there were quite a few people speaking over each other at that time, so if you made it, I didn't hear it. And right now, I'm giving the floor to Ms. Garner. Please speak.
I would like to request that we give the floor to the person who made the motion. I thought the motion was made by Grace Aaron, and it was seconded by Bill Campisi. I vote that we do that. So all these interjections, point of orders, comments, information, privilege, what supersedes all of that is the motion that was on the floor before we began to debate. Someone's interrupting me. Before we went...
You have the floor, Ms. Garner.
Thank you.
With no time, go for it.
Thank you.
Stop it,
so
Ms. Roberts. Ms. Garner has the floor.
Thank you. Prior to us making a motion to adjourn, there was a motion on the table by Grace Aaron, seconded by Mr. Campisi. So everything else falls below that. Anything what? Anyone has to say. We need to address the motion that I am requesting, Mr. Chair, that we address the motion on the floor.
I am requesting that Mr. Campisi restates his motion.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. His amendment to Grace's motion.
No, Mr. Chairman. It was actually Grace Aarons who wanted to amend her own motion. I just seconded it. The motion was that what Grace Aarons wanted to do was to redo the vote. She wanted to recount the vote because of the change that occurred when you ruled that Mansoor was not eligible to vote. I seconded her motion. So that's really what's on the floor. Now, Ms. Aaron has offered a amendment to the motion that's on the floor. That's where we are. I don't know what the amendment is. I haven't heard it. I know that she wanted to offer an amendment, and maybe the amendment would be acceptable to the body. I mean, I have no way of knowing what because I haven't heard the amendment. And of course, no one. She needs a second for the amendment. But anyway, that's where we. That's my understanding of where we are.
Grace, what's your amendment?
Okay, I'll read it. And I emailed it to everybody. As a roll call vote on the ruling of the chair regarding Mansoor replacing Sharon Brown was flawed, as a ruling that Mr. Sabak could not vote was decided after he voted, therefore be it moved that the entire vote on this point of order be retaken as the first order of business in the next open meeting.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
Who's that?
Okay.
Who's second?
Call the question.
Okay, seconded.
Okay, who called the question just now?
Yes, I have an objection.
You have to speak your name to be sure that Aki gets down who's...
Adriana Casnames have an objection.
Okay.
Jan Goodman, two seconds.
What is your objection, Adriana?
How can be a motion to table to next meeting a vote that was already taken? Can anybody explain that to me?
That's just, she's just on the stack.
We're not doing.
The questions have been called. Again, I asked the person, whoever called the question, you need to state your name, please.
Dan Goodman, call the question.
Oh.
I second the motion. This is Bill Campisi.
Benito, the question has been called, so I can't recognize you. We now move to a vote. Aki.
No, sir. No, sir. What? To close it. It's debatable. It's debatable. Since when call the question is not debatable?
Can you call the question, then you retroactively give them the floor. And without voting on calling the question, you decided the question has been called.
My God! How many rules can we break today?
We're out of time.
We're out of rules.
Director answering that question.
Dang near all of them. Dang near all of them have been broken in this meeting.
Yeah, that's probably
out of order, please. That's just out of order. There's no need for that commentary.
It's amazing how you don't hear other people. Well, you retroactively acknowledge them after they broke the rules and just spoke out. That's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. That's the name of a show.
Most comments have annoyed me this evening from about 22 people.
Mr. Chair, I didn't hear your answer. Do we have somebody say that we were out of time? What was the time of adjournment time? Because I didn't hear that.
Master Timekeeper, what is the adjournment time? We're way beyond that, I'm certain.
I move to adjourn.
What do you mean, sir?
The adjournment time was 11:15 per hour extension, 12 o'clock per standing policy. What is your question again?
Is there a motion to extend time is my question.
I move to adjourn.
There was just a motion to adjourn, which I seconded.
Second the motion to adjourn.
Oh, my God.
Are there objections to adjourning?
I object.
I object.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we'll take a vote.
I will take a vote.
All right. Greta.
No.
Okay. David Beaton. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Bill Campisi.
Yes.
Adriana Casnava.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Bill Crozier is no. Catherine Davis.
No.
Catherine Davis is no. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Benito is yes. Ron DeGarno. Jan Goodman.
Yes. I mean, no.
Okay.
No.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Sure.
Sabrina Jacobs.
Is this yes to adjourn, no to not adjourn?
No to extend. That's right. Yes to adjourn. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute.
To adjourn.
Yeah. Yes, I vote to adjourn. I vote to adjourn.
Okay. Who was the other person who spoke?
Okay. Jan Goodman. Who's trying to speak during the vote?
Ken Lauffer
votes no.
Secretary.
Okay. Yes. Robert Mark
votes no.
Okay. And Celine Roberts.
Absolutely.
What?
Say yes.
Absolutely.
The question is
okay.
To adjourn.
Okay, Mansoor.
Absolutely no.
Okay, Nancy. Nancy Soden.
She meant yes. Green meant yes to adjourn, not no.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Nancy votes yes to adjourn.
Nancy votes yes. I got that. And Canva?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Mosquito Washington?
Yes, to adjourn.
Okay, so let's see. Let me go get Jonathan Alexander?
Not voting.
Okay, David Beaton?
I got disconnected. What are we voting on?
Whether to extend the time or to adjourn. Yes, it's adjourn. No, it's extend the time.
No, extend the time.
Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan.
Wait a minute. What was that vote?
Did they finish taking the vote?
They won't put a lawyer or what?
Mr. Secretary is the only person who should be speaking and people saying yes or no.
Oh, I thought we were finished. Or almost
I'm not
finished.
Sure. Are we finished, Aki?
Yes. It's 10 no.
I would like to know.
Yes.
Aki, did you get Rhonda Garner's vote? And what was your vote? Sorry to interrupt.
Please, wait till you recognize.
Mr. Chair, what's your chair?
Okay, hang on. I'm just going to go back. Hang on this.
Mr. Secretary is the only person
I'm going to reconfirm that Jonathan Alexander is not voting. David Beaton is not voting. Rhonda Garner, I didn't hear the vote. So I have her as not voting. And Andrea Turner is not voting.
No,
Andrea
David Beaton voted.
Message. I'm sorry. Jonathan?
No.
Andrea had to leave the call. She sent us an email to them.
More coaches,
did nobody
sir.
See it?
What's that?
Do we need
Andrea.
More coaching, sir? Can we get them to start playing?
I don't know what you're saying, Adriana.
Sir. It's too much talking in the middle of a vote, and it's a lot of voting.
I understand, and that's why I just said that only the secretary should be talking right now as he gives us the tally of the vote.
Okay, so only one that I have a question is David Beaton voting?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, are you voting yes or no? You want to extend the time, right? I had you as a no before.
Yes, you had me as a no, correct.
Okay, all right, so the tally is 10 no, 9 yes, and 3 no voting.
So now,
so
someone must make a motion to extend time
limit,
because we're still out of time.
The 3-hour limit was done because East Coast people, it's now 12:30 for East Coast people, and that time limit was done because of us. 3 hours should be enough. 3 hours.
You're preaching to the choir, honestly.
Point of,
then why are you stalling? This
point
meeting
of privilege.
Is adjourned.
Point of privilege.
7, 8, 9.
We have one last vote, and then the meeting would be adjourned.
No,
the meeting is
they
over.
To adjourn.
3 hours is the limit. There should not even be another vote on whether to adjourn. 3 hours is the limit.
Who's
point
controlling
blank period.
Listen to me. order, please. Order.
Okay.
This meeting is still out of time. We have one item left on the table, one motion left on the table,
sir.
And our business is done.
We're standing rules about ending these meetings at midnight.
Come on.
It is now 12:30.
Midnight.
Everyone, I have a question for the secretary.
Request for information, Benito.
Oh, that's better. Order. Just a minute. Order. I was speaking, but my phone was muted. Just a moment. I have a question for the secretary. The vote to adjourn, did it pass?
No,
it didn't pass.
Mm-hmm. Now we are continuing the vote on the main motion. That was the substitute motion, and then the meeting will be over.
With a point of order.
That's right. We'll take that. We'll take the vote on.
Welcome to Loop Up. Enter an access code, then press pound. To cancel, press star. That access code isn't recognized. One moment, please. The leader is recording this conference.
This meeting is adjourned. Some of us have...
However, we would be done if we could just take this vote.
We're done.
Not in the bylaws.
Chair.
Point of order.
You don't have 2/3. Come on, chair.
Point of order. Stop again playing. They found my call. They got a call.
Yes. What's that?
Aki, will you please just take the vote, and then I will adjourn this meeting.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that, Jonathan?
To continue this meeting, we need 2/3.
Request for information, Crozier.
I haven't heard you speak.
No, wait a minute. No, Mr. Chair, this is Benito, and I've been asking for a... request for information for at least the last 7 or 8 minutes.
They will hang up on you like they did on me. Yes.
The meeting is adjourned.
The meeting is point of order.
You need 2/3 to complete the meeting. You need 2/3. After the obligation, the adjourning time, you need 2/3 to continue.
The meeting is not adjourned. It did not.
The meeting is not adjourned.
You need to have 2/3. You need to have 2/3 to change that.
What is your justification for this, Jonathan? It's almost 1:00. Come on.
We just voted not to adjourn the meeting. That's the justification.
No, that requires 2/3, and your name is not Jonathan.
That's why.
It requires 2/3 to extend.
Ms. Roberts,
call the question.
You brought up a motion to adjourn. And
Mr. Chair, this is
Benito is also correct.
This is a non-issue. This meeting has to end.
And that is what I want. However, I would like to address Mr. Diaz because he is correct. I did not take his point of information, but it was difficult to do so because so many people were talking. I am trying to get us to the fastest conclusion of this meeting, and I believe that Mr. Diaz had a question. And I'm going to listen to his question.
So thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to know if Mr. Mansour voted in this last vote to adjourn.
He did not.
Let me see. Mr. Secretary, did he vote? Doesn't matter. It didn't pass. It wasn't that close. But
not if 2/3 would be at least 15 people.
I asked a question. I deserve an answer. I don't need
I'm not saying you don't deserve an answer. I'm trying to get an answer for you now from the secretary.
She voted Thank no. you.
He voted no.
Thank you. What would that make? And but the, there was the motion still failed. That was the whole point
no, the
of the motion.
No, the motion will not fail if you say 2/3, which is about 15 people, okay? You didn't get 15 people on this vote. This,
point of order.
Point of
order,
Mr.
Chair.
Point of order.
Hey.
Adriana Casnade, point of order. How many times?
Catherine.
We still have a motion left on the table. I went to Benito, and now I'm going, just a moment, just a moment.
Mr. Chair, I did not hear the answer to my question.
Mr. Chair, we have a recording.
Yes, the answer to your question was yes, Mr. Diaz. Did you?
So the answer, in other the answer then, Mr. Chair, is that yes, he did vote.
Mr. Chair. You can hear the recording.
Adriana, I can hear you. However, just before you was Mr. Crozier. Now, look, you know I can go around this table recognizing everybody with their points of information, but we all want to adjourn this meeting.
Well,
Mr. Chair, I have one question. In the recording, you can hear the secretary explaining to Mr. Beacon when he said, I dropped the call. I'll call again, what are we voting? And the secretary said, in extending the meeting. That was his answer.
Exactly.
That was exactly what the secretary, and it's in the recording. Thank God the people can hear what we talk about. And then we change it depending what it is. The obligatory adjournment time is at 12 Eastern time. To extend that, you need 2/3 of the vote. What the heck are we keep playing here?
I don't have to extend the meeting if we take the vote now.
You need 2/3.
Yes.
You didn't get 2/3 vote.
I'm not saying.
Chairman, you didn't
point
get 2/3.
Point of order.
Shit.
This is Catherine.
What's your point of order?
I would like to call the question. Can we vote on the motion? We voted not to adjourn to be able to vote on the motion that's on the floor. I would like to have that motion called.
The vote to adjourn is not legal. We didn't get 2/3.
Have you been recognized?
We did not get 2/3.
We voted. That's.
We voted.
We didn't vote. We did not vote to extend time. People, we did not vote to extend time. We voted
exactly.
to adjourn. That's the point I'm trying to make. And.
For the record,
this meeting would have adjourned if we had taken the vote.
We need to adjourn.
We need to adjourn.
No kidding.
No adjournment. For extension, it's 2/3.
Point of privilege, Mr. Chairman Bill Campisi.
Mr. Campisi.
The way that it works is the body cannot debate a motion on the floor if time has expired. You simply vote and then you adjourn. That's how Robert Rules of Orders work. There's no points of order. There's no extended debate. If the chair rules that there's going to be a vote, then you vote and then adjournment occurs. That's how it works.
That is why I said, Mr. Secretary, start the vote. That's what I've been trying to get out, Mr. Kennedy.
Okay, so let's vote on the motion.
You haven't answered Benito's question yet.
I did.
There's no discussion.
Mr. Chair, you did try to answer, but I can't hear. Okay,
Mr. Chair,
you did try to answer, but I just couldn't hear.
Time expired before the motion was made, so I don't know what we're talking about.
No, I don't believe it did. I believe
you do believe.
Which
you
motion?
Don't know.
The final motion
was made.
This is the substitute motion that you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
The time was up. All we have to do is just vote on this motion. And we can
vote.
The
vote will be put out of order. And
so, Augie.
You know, this is really, unfair advantage to the West Coast people. This is really an unfair advantage to the West Coast.
Well, as a West Coast person, who voted not to
You're on the East
adjourn.
Coast, Kathy, and some people have to
you
work.
You need two thirds, Miss.
Okay. Could it
doesn't take two thirds. It takes two thirds to extend, and I'm not going to argue this point.
Okay.
This is what we're going to do. Aki, the secretary is going to start to take this vote, and then we're going to adjourn the heck out of this meeting.
I'm sorry.
Could I make a point of... I just want to clarify that the meeting
was extended to 9:15 Pacific time, 12:15 East Coast time, and the motion was submitted. I got it at 9:18.
The reconsideration?
What?
Which motion?
I mean, the secretary said that was out of time. That is what the secretary is saying. What we need, a person that is being making fun because speak not that good English could play to the English.
Crozier, request for information.
But all of these objections are wasting time. Mr. Crozier, what is your question?
Everyone, yeah, I noticed people are just speaking out without being recognized. And
Everybody will mute their phones unless you are recognized. This meeting is still in session. Mr. Crozier, you have the floor right now. What is your question?
Thank you. Well, I dropped, so I'm not sure what we're voting on. So if the secretary could repeat the motion, that would appreciate it. And also, we have to vote on motions that are on the floor even when it's time to adjourn. You can't just adjourn without voting on them. You don't need a vote.
Right now, right this minute, Mr. Secretary, you will state what we're voting on, and then we will take the vote. That is it.
All right,
Mr. Chair. If you challenge it at some future meeting, that will be awesome.
Request for information.
The question's been called, Aki.
Okay. So I'll
request for information, Mr. Chair.
I'm going to read the motion. And
request for information, Mr. Chair.
Time is out.
Do you have
no more there's no more debate.
There's no more discussion.
I'm sorry.
No
discussion.
If you have a request for information that is pertaining to this motion, it will be explained by the secretary right now, Aki.
Yeah, and then you're
saying
that he started calling the roll and
okay.
You can't have
the
motion
was
earlier.
Can the secretary explain what he just said before, that the motion
order.
Was made out
the
of
secretary
time?
Has the floor only.
Okay,
exactly.
So this is the, as a roll call vote on the ruling of the chair regarding Mansour replacing Sharon Brown was sold. As a ruling that Mr. Saba could not vote was decided after he voted, therefore be it moved that the entire vote on this point of order be taken to the first order of business in the next open meeting. So we're just simply, going to take this up at the next meeting. Nothing is going to be decided today. So that's what we're voting on.
Are you saying that a vote yes? I'm still clarifying. We're not done clarifying this. Let the secretary finish, Adriana.
Okay.
Yes,
so
but
let the secretary finish.
Okay. So the vote for yes means that we're going to take the ruling of the chair regarding Mansour Sabana at the first thing in the next open meeting. So yes means that we're going to take that issue up. And no means that we'll not take that issue up, which means that both of the chair, the original ruling is going to be sustained.
Mr. Secretary, can you explain what you said before, that you received the motion after the adjournment time? Can you really say it again?
I'm
because
sorry, Adriana, you don't have the floor. Adriana, I'm sorry, you're out of order. You don't have the floor. I'm
Why
sorry.
Don't you listen to your secretary
Mr.
when she said it before?
The secretary has the floor now.
Okay.
Can the secretary explain that?
He's taking a vote right now.
He said that he received the motion.
Can we take the vote?
After the adjournment time. Didn't you say it, Mr. Tanaka?
Okay, Adriana.
Mr. Secretary, no one has to vote the floor, but
please take roll and vote.
And he doesn't have to answer questions. He is simply taking roll and voting. He's not answering questions from anybody. We are taking roll and voting. That's what we're doing. And then I have a motion for all of you.
Well, the other thing is that this obviously
don't explain. Ashi, take the vote.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Good race, Alan.
Yes.
Yeah, break simply again.
Okay. So, David Beaton. Jim Brown. Bill Campisi.
Pass.
Pass, okay. Adriana Casanova.
No.
No, okay. Bill Kojer.
Pass.
Okay. Catherine Davis.
Yes.
Benita Diaz.
No.
Okay. Rhonda Garner. Rhonda? Okay. Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Are some people being viewed like me? Before?
Adriana Casanova, you voted no, right? Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes, I hear a lot of people not voting. That means
Ken Rolfer.
Secretary will come back around,
yes.
Please.
Ken Rolfer.
The Secretary has the floor.
Ken Rolfer votes yes.
Okay.
Hold on a second. It's Sabrina. Yes. You just passed me because somebody else is talking.
Okay, Sabrina.
Stop so we can finish.
Okay, Sabrina.
I vote yes.
Okay, you're right. Robert Mark.
Robert Mark votes yes.
Okay. And Sabrina Roberts?
No.
Okay. And Mansoor?
Mansoor votes yes.
Okay. And Nancy Soren?
Why is he still voting?
Yeah, well.
Nancy Soren?
No.
Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Naki Tanaka votes yes. Canvas Chibanda?
No.
Andrea Turner? Mosquito Washington?
No.
No. Jonathan Alexander? Jonathan Alexander?
Who's calling me?
The
Mosquito. Jonathan
Alexander? She's trying to help Akio.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jonathan Alexander?
I vote yes.
Okay. And David Beaton?
David Beaton votes yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes means adjourn?
No, this is the motion to extend the... this is to
revote.
This is to move the thing that we're voting on to the next meeting.
Okay, all right. Bill Campisi?
Abstain.
Okay, abstain. All right. And Bill Kroger?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Rhonda Garner? Okay, so no response from Rhonda, no response from Andrea Turner. All right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair?
Benito Diaz is not voting either? Okay.
Yeah.
We remove him too?
Jonathan?
Yes,
sir. Okay, so some time ago, Andrea Turner sent an email to the board that she had to leave the call. I don't know why the secretary keeps calling her name.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
Maybe you should have asked that question.
Okay, so the board... So
what happened to you? What did you say?
The board
I said you were asking about... Never mind.
Anyway, the board on this is 12 yes, 7 no, and 3 not voting.
Dying.
So one abstention, two not voting.
Right. I'm sorry. One abstention. Thank you.
Andrea should be marked as absent.
Not voting. Not voting. You suggest she was there.
Okay. Right. You're
simple
right.
Simple enough.
So why not voting at all?
Chair.
Okay.
Benito, chair, request for information.
Yes. Go ahead, chair.
What is your question, Benito?
Thank you. I did not hear Jim Brown's vote.
Jim Brown was no. I guess
okay.
The vote is a no. Yeah. Okay.
Is that correct, Mr. Brown?
Yes, it's correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Secretary or Mr. Chair, can you ask the Secretary to repeat what he said before, that motion arrived 3 minutes after the limit of the minute? Of the
adjourned.
He said,
as
right?
As it happens.
Yes.
This
as
meeting
happened.
Is now adjourned.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Breaking the rules.
Unless there are objections, I'm sure there are none.
There is.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, there
we'll have a better meeting and a better tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, John.